Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So we are about to go full private detective, which also means we're about to go full nerd. But I am a nerd and I love it. But as wrestlers do jump here, there and everywhere, and the wrestling business becomes super duper fun again, as we tried to guess, you cannot rule anything out. Like, I could tell you that Shane McMahon is going to turn up on Elite Wrestling, and we did do a video about that, and you can scoff at me. But can you 100% know for sure? No, you can't. So with all that in mind, there is one WWE Hall of Famer that actually may join in with all of this. Until this very second, you may not have thought about it. Now again, let's not pretend that these things aren't possible as we go back to Cody Rhodes. When he did indeed leave AEW and go to WWE, it was around about the same time as it was rumored that Stone Cold Steve Austin was going to get back in a wrestling ring. And the Cody story had more interest because everybody's brains were just exploding. It doesn't matter who you are, fans just get into this stuff. Because it's like real-life Top Trump. This has also been the same recently with Jay White, as there are huge threads of the internet where people say, well, he should go to AEW, or he should go to WWE, which is when, from nowhere, we make a very strange 180, and we start to talk about FTR. Where'd that come from? But after they had an absolutely banner year in 2023 with some of the best tag team matches you're ever likely to see, all of a sudden, a bunch of super sleuths online did start putting some dots together. And while they may be pulling at straws here, they did come up with a very fascinating scenario. All of these dots have put it out there that maybe, just maybe, when it comes to Cash and Dax, they have been doing a bit of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to none other than their good friend, Edge. Here we go. Now, I think it's fair to say that if you think the Rated R superstar is attached at the hip to WWE, that is perfectly fine. I mean, he has literally had a Hall of Fame career, and even though he's in his late 40s, he keeps getting better. Well, we do go back to the Elimination Chamber premium live event, though, where we had Edge and wife Beth Phoenix taking on the Judgment Day. There were a lot of interesting things here that made you go, huh. Because in many ways, the Copelands were just a revival tribute act, and that was great, especially because it happened on the other side as well. I mean, at one point, Finn Balor went underneath the ring, and he pulled Edge off the apron, so Beth wasn't able to get the tag. And do you know where you may have seen that before? Down in NXT during the Revival versus American Alpha program. I mean, Beth and Edge even hit the Shatter Machine to win the damn thing, and Dax Harwood even went on the internet and said, man, hearing Michael Cole call it the Shatter Machine made me feel all warm and fuzzy in his tum-tum. I don't think those words came out of his mouth by accident. Well, of course not. He meant to say them, but you take my point. We also had a simultaneous submission spot during that thing, which once again you would have seen down in NXT. And Edge has been very vocal about the fact that when he was returning to the ring, who helped him? It was the Revival. It was FTR. And when Beth Phoenix has been doing interviews too, that's right, she was dropping these names. So here is the deal. When it does come to Mr. Adam Copeland, he proved over that Elimination Chamber weekend that he can still go. Because like I've said, he was damn good in that mixed tag match. And then we got to Raw, he had a one-on-one with Austin Theory. And I thought that was flubbing great too. Now sure, it was mostly done to carry on and cement his feud with Finn Balor, which will be heading into WrestleMania. But if Adam wants to keep going for many, many years to come, he probably can. I mean, the way he constructs matches is basically genius level. This could even go the other way, because Dax on his podcast has been mentioning the fact that come April, their AEW contracts are up. And if I'm WWE, and anybody is a free agent, I'm getting on the phone, because we've seen the kind of impact it can have. And also, yeah, FTR, one of the best tag teams in the world. Given that it also could be one of the last contracts he ever does sign, of course Cash and Dax may want to go to WWE so they can finally do something with Edge, because he's their buddy. And sometimes it can be as simple as that. You have a friend, you want to hang around with them, so you do what you gotta do. It's also when we go back to this podcast, because Dax couldn't help himself, when all of a sudden he was going, well, I tell you, when it comes to the idea of FTR versus Edge and Christian, that's a lot more likely than people realize. Now, I'm sure he's just trolling us. I'm also a wrestling fan. You lead me down that path, I'm just gonna go. He also called them generational talents, which they absolutely are. And somewhat interestingly, a few days after this quote, who returned unannounced to AEW? That's right, it was Doink the Clown. Of course, it wasn't Doink the Clown. We all wish for Doink the Clown. It was Christian Cage, who proceeded to then try and kill Jungle Boy. A guy has a problem. Now, I get, once again, this may be just pulling stuff out of my ass, but are there ever any true coincidences in wrestling? I'm so cynical these days, I say no. You also do need to throw in the fact that Adam Copeland has said when it came to 2023, he wouldn't mind retiring in his home country of Canada. Now, all wrestlers say that, and then you get to the day and date and you decide, now I want to keep going. But maybe now he's changed his mind and he does want to retire in a sense. He just wants to move on from WWE. I mean, it may just come down to the fact that Cash and Dax and Edge and Christian all sat down and pondered their futures and said to each other, well, we really would like to do this tag team match. How do we get it done? And when you break it down into logistics, it makes much more sense that Edge would go to AEW than three people go to WWE, because it's simple maths. Again, I just gave you the numbers. It's 1 versus 3. You can figure it out. Also, do you remember that tweet that Dax did from 2021? He started talking about Edge and Christian and was like, those guys, we'd wipe the floor with them. Now, once again, I'm sure he's just trying to wind people up. But also, maybe he saw the potential of having a feud and he started to plant those seeds. Edge was also in talks with All Elite Wrestling way back when, which is when WWE found out and was like, yeah, you know, we said, you're never allowed to wrestle again. Well, here's a bunch of money, and please, if you are going to do it for us, because we don't need that. And also, don't forget that when it comes to AEW, they're about to have a legend-sized hole, because very sadly, it sounds like Sting is going to hang them up within the next 12 months, and if you want to put somebody else in that position, well, I'm sorry, Adam Copeland would fit it perfectly. Again, I've said it once, I'll say it twice. He is just like this wrestling savant. I don't know how he continues to do it. It would also destroy the internet, which is never a bad thing. And look, I totally accept this is proper pie in the sky stuff. I've seen so much after the last 2 years when people make these suggestions to me and I want to go, yeah, right, whatever. I can't do it anymore, because all of a sudden I'm going, well, that other wacky thing did happen. So maybe this one could too. So what will happen now is it will never go down and you will call me Simon the Bald A-hole. Or it does happen, Edge goes to AEW, and then you can call me Soothsayer Simon, or Triple S. Finally, all my dreams are coming true. It also does allow you to go crazy with fantasy booking, because of course if Edge did do this, you could get Edge versus Kenny Omega. You could do Edge and Christian versus the Young Bucks. You could do Edge versus CM Punk, because in this world that I'm creating, Punk has returned too. And even though Jericho has said he doesn't really want to work with people he's worked for in the past, if you did do it right and you did Edge versus Chris Jericho, I tell you, I would want to see it. I'm just that guy, mostly, because not in my wildest dreams did I ever think I'd see it again in a promotion not dubbed WWE. I mean, if you really wanted to go wild, you could probably get the Hardys back and do that again, although I'd probably advise against it. So I am not totally convinced that this isn't going to happen. And I'll put my hands on my hips like Superman and I will wait and see. Also, there's a comment box down there. So you can go, Simon, you always come up with this stupid stuff. I make a lot of videos, man. Sometimes we've just got to go nuts. Now, like I say, please do leave a comment below. There's loads of questions to be asked. One, would you want to see Edge in WWE? In AEW? Two, who would you like him to feud with? And three, do we turn Christian back face and get it done? And also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe. There's a video on the screen right now. Give it a click just to see what happens. Maybe you'll win $1 million, but you won't. You can also follow us at What Culture WWE and Simon316 on social media. And we have a website. almost like we've thought this through, thatculture.com. My name is Simon, What Culture. Thank you very much for joining me as always. It is a privilege to talk to you on these videos. Like I always say, I am happy to tackle any subject you throw my way because it's fun, because it's entertaining, which is exactly what wrestling is meant to be. Never forget that. See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.